Good morning to you all. We're so glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church today. In our call to worship today, this morning in the worship service, I'm going to be dealing with the first eight verses of the book of Romans. And what is so interesting in those verses of Scripture as Paul launches into the purpose of his ministry among the Romans is to focus on the names of our Lord. As a matter of fact, the Theological Word Book of the New Testament says it's one of the greatest concentrations of the first coming names of our Lord found anywhere among the epistles. And it's a reminder to us of the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ and that He was 100% God and He was 100% man. You know, we can't wrap our minds around that. We try to. But in our limitations as human beings, we just cannot grasp how can someone be 100% God and yet also be 100% man? Well, that's the glory of the hypostatic union of Jesus, the eternal Son of God, becoming the Son of man here upon this earth and forever possessing a human body without sin. That's the glorious message of the Incarnation. And we have to understand that it was the vehicle of the virgin birth that brought that to pass. Paul begins, he says, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, the earthly name and the divine name of God put together. Christ being the Greek form of Messiah. Jesus, Yesu, the human Savior. That's what His name means. The Savior of the world. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. Theos, God. We need to understand forever, folks, that the Christmas message is not, you know, get as much as you can under the Christmas tree. All right? Make sure you use coupons. When you go shopping at Kohl's, go for the discounts at some of these. That's not the message of Christmas. That's the message of the retail world. What is our message? Our message is that we serve a living Savior, Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ. That was the title that John used for the first time after he was resurrected. He said, it's the Lord. He is the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's our privilege to communicate the gospel of God at Christmas time. May we be faithful this year as we communicate the message of Jesus Christ at Christmas.